This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. After setbacks in Ukraine, Vladimir Putin is taking a risky step, one Russia hasn't seen in decades, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Putin has ordered a partial military call-up, as many as 300,000 reservists. It's the first such mobilization since World War II and is deeply unpopular in Russia, where media report a spike in airline ticket demand amid an apparent scramble to leave the country. In a televised address, Putin accused the West of nuclear blackmail, noting what he calls statements by NATO nations about possibly using nuclear weapons against Russia. Putin says Russia will use all means to defend itself, adding it's not a bluff. At the UN,
President Putin has made overt nuclear threats against Europe.
President Biden calls that a reckless disregard for Russia's responsibilities as a signer of the UN's Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky suggested Russia's decision to mobilize some reservists shows Moscow isn't serious about negotiating an end to its nearly seven-month-long war. Zelensky spoke by video to the UN General Assembly meeting of world leaders hours after Putin's announcement. He insisted his country would prevail in repelling Russia's attack and forcing its troops out. Relatives say two U.S. military veterans who were captured while fighting alongside Ukrainian forces are among 10 people released by Russian-backed separatists in a prisoner exchange. Five British nationals were also among those freed following talks mediated by Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. A U.S. court lifts the hold on the records seized from former U.S. President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago, Florida home. AP correspondent Mike Grassi reports.
A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit has lifted a judge's hold, preventing the Justice Department from evaluating the classified records seized from former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon had temporarily barred investigators from continuing to use the documents in an ongoing investigation as the Justice Department evaluates whether to bring criminal charges. The government appealed the hold, arguing its investigation had been impeded by the order. Last month, the FBI seized roughly 11,000 documents, including about 100 with classified markings, during a court-authorized search of Mar-a-Lago. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Officials say the devastating floods in Pakistan's worst-hit province have killed 17 more people in the past 48 hours, including 9 children. The UN Children's Agency, meanwhile, renewed its appeal for $39 million to help the most vulnerable flood victims. UNICEF said Wednesday only a third of the sum in the funding appeal has been met so far. The appeal comes as health officials struggle to contain an outbreak of waterborne diseases among the hundreds of thousands of survivors living in tents in southern Sindh province. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa met with his cabinet Wednesday to discuss an electricity crisis, which has led to unprecedented levels of nationwide power blackouts. The troubled state-owned power utility Eskom is implementing scheduled rolling blackouts, attempting to save electricity while struggling to keep its aging and poorly maintained coal-fired power stations operational. The company's blackouts means residents are going without power for up to 8 hours a day. Recapping our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a partial mobilization of reservists in Russia. It's an unpopular step that has sparked rare protests across the country and led to almost 1,200 arrests. Putin's order follows setbacks for his troops nearly 7 months after invading Ukraine. It's the first mobilization in Russia since World War II. Western backers of Ukraine derided the move as an act of weakness. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.